This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know, all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Can you imagine? By the way, Jack, did you see that? Daniel Craig is going to do another Bond movie. How old is the guy? I mean, it's like these guys, you remember when Sean Connery was like 70 and he was still doing James Bond? I don't know. It seems kind of weird when you have a, you know, not that 70's old. Don't anybody get mad at me, okay? All you 70-year-olds out there, you're young. But Bond is like supposed to be like this young, energetic, spy killer, you know, guy that goes out and does all these things. And a 70-year-old, I mean, Daniel Craig. And then the other thing is Daniel Craig said, I would rather slit my wrist than play James Bond again. And I'm like, you know what? James Bond has been very good to you, Daniel. You know, you are a very rich guy because of James, and you were nothing before that. And now you're like, slit your wrists rather than do it. But apparently, $70 million or whatever they're going to pay him is better than slitting your wrist. Yeah. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients every day of the work week, and sometimes on weekends too. And as of the end of last month, we now work with 7,800 wonderful, beautiful families, and it is an honor. It's in my heart. It's a privilege. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And if you'd like to learn more about us, we specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired or retiring soon, and you can find us at moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website, and you can learn all about us. All right, I want to talk with you about something that's very important. When we sit down with a new client, the first thing we want to do is to create a financial plan for them, right? That's what we do. And then you, once you've created it, then you make sure that you achieve your goals and you do all that kind of stuff. So the question I want to address in this week's, in this segment is, what is the most important thing you need to know when creating your financial plan? So I'm going to tell you a story just to illustrate why the answer is so important. So let's say that if you picture the northern coastline of the of Africa, okay, it's on the Mediterranean, and on the far west is Morocco, just below Spain. So let's say you get on a plane in Morocco, and you are flying from this Morocco to Cairo, all right? So you're on a flight to Cairo. Now, as you go across to Cairo, the Sahara Desert is in between, right in the middle there. And so you're flying on the airplane, and everybody's on the plane, and the plane crashes in the middle of the Sahara Desert. So what is the first thing that you need to do? Now, let me just, before you jump to the answer, this is before you've made sure that the injured are taken care of, and you've got water and provisions, and you've kind of set up a tent and, you know, all that stuff. Once you've done all that, now what is the most important thing you need to do? Remember, your goal is to get to Cairo. Well, the answer is you got to figure out where you are. And the reason why you need to know where you are is because if you think that Cairo is directly east of you and it's actually north of you, you could head east forever and you'll never get there. Okay? If it's north of you and you think you're north of it and you head south, you'll never get to it either. So you need to know where you are relative to Cairo so that you can build your plan to get to Cairo. So what does it have to do with us? Well, what it has to do with us is that when we create a financial plan, we know what the goal, we help to calculate what the goal is, okay? And it may be I want to live on, you know, $70,000 a year. That's my cost of living to support the lifestyle I want. So I need to have, you know, money to do that with, et cetera. So now we know what Cairo is. So where are we now? That's what we got to figure out first so we can know how to get to Cairo. So the first thing to do then is to sit down and figure out what is it knowing where you are now? What does that mean? Well, we have to know exactly how much money you have now. Where is it invested? Okay, it's not just how much you have, but where is it? How have you got it invested now? The other thing we need to know is what sources of income do you have? Are you going to have a pension? Or do you have real estate? Do you have, you know, all these kind of things? Also, Social Security. What are your Social Security benefits going to be? So we need to know the sources of income. Then we also need to know your expenses. And your expenses means everything that you spend money on, except for your income taxes, okay? But everything else. So if you give to charity, if you're supporting a child, college, medical expenses, you name it, not just groceries, utilities, and property taxes. Even insurance premiums that come around once a year, those things are part of your cost of living. We need to know all that information so we know where you are right now. And once we know, once we have a very clear picture of where you are now, now we know how far apart are we from Cairo. And once we know that, we can build a plan to try to give us a good chance of getting there. So the most important thing that you need to know when creating your financial plan is, where are you now? Because if you don't know where you are now, you can't know where to go. Okay? So now, if you would like to go through that process, not to go to Cairo, because right now I think it's probably not the best place to go on vacation, given the you know, the stuff that's going on in the world today. But euphemistically, to go to Cairo, if you want to know how to calculate where Cairo is for you and where you are now and go through that whole process, then here's what you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll see the link there that says Meet with an Advisor. And you just click on that, put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do is help you to design your entire financial plan. And we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is truly the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And you know, sometimes we plant a seed. You know, I was just talking with a couple that 14 years ago, they actually came in for a meet with an advisor, or met with me. And at the time, we looked at it and I told them, you're fine. And so they came back because they said, you're one of the few people that told us we were fine. Everybody else is trying to sell us something. So we will tell you if you're fine. We're not going to try to sell you anything, okay? We want you to have financial security. And you know, our goal, we have two goals for our clients. And if you become a client, these would be the goals we have for you. The first one is to give you financial peace of mind. We want you to be able to enjoy what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, just get out of here, go on a vacation, enjoy life, visit your grandchildren. And then secondly, we want to help you to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. Okay? So we want you to, your money to last at least as long as you do. So those are our dual mandates. And if that is of interest to you, then go to our website, moneymatters.net, and click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll look forward to meeting you. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about how to save Social Security, what is a bear market, and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.